You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 16. Today's episode talks about getting started in DS when you're already in a relationship and comes straight from a listener's email. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at kaylalords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter at Kayla Lords or stalk John Brownstone at southernsirsplace.com. All links are in the show notes. Today's show is sponsored by, well, me. For anyone who doesn't know, and since I've never really said much about it, why would you? I'm an erotic author who writes about BDSM and DS in very kinky, erotic, and still realistic ways. No billionaires here, y'all. My Sir and Baby Girl series, now in book 3, is based on my own relationship, loosely based on my own relationship with a certain John Brownstone, and Madam Gretchen is a book about a sadistic dominant who has the fun of educating 6 newbie kinksters about the BDSM lifestyle. Check me out on Amazon, Smashwords, and nearly everywhere ebooks can be found. No worries, the links are included in the show notes. Okay, now let's get to the show. I received an email a few weeks ago from a listener, hi if you're listening, who said she and her husband were interested in the lifestyle and wanted to move forward, but didn't know where to begin. She wanted to know how to get started. Unfortunately, I don't have a 1-2-3-step process for anyone. Once you get to the point where both you and your partner are ready to try it all you can really do is jump in with both feet and realize you're gonna make a few mistakes along the way before you find your rhythm. Now, that being said, I have plenty of advice, as we all know I'm full of it, haha, about what to consider and think about as you begin. Now remember, y'all, I'm writing from the perspective of a submissive working with a dominant, so much of what I describe is for a submissive to think about. But doms, you've got things to think about too, and it's good to kind of know where we're coming from. So, okay, here we go in no actual particular order. Number one, don't try to do everything that sounds fun all at once. You'll overwhelm yourselves, and when it feels impossible to do all the things, and it will, you'll feel like a failure. Ease into this. Baby steps, y'all. From what I've seen for myself, as me, the submissive, we're not exactly known for our patience. So hopefully your dominant is, because someone is going to need to be patient. Number two, don't worry about what to call your dynamic. DS, master slave, daddy little. You may find you relate to multiple dynamics or none of them. If one person has the control and the other person gives up the control, you're DS. The rest is unique to you as a couple, or triad, or big large family, whatever. Number three, read as much as you can. Not because anything is going to tell you what to do or exactly where to start, even though some of them may try, but because the more experiences you learn about, the more you can pick and choose what sounds good to you. Now, I recommend a few resources. Kinkly.com, they've got a great glossary if you come across terms you don't understand as you're learning, and a ton of information. Submissiveguide.com, it's a huge website filled with info for submissives written by a submissive. ASIBDSM.com, it's a submissives initiative, it's another great resource. DomGuide.com, which is good for dominance. The more you dive into this, the more you'll find to read. Now, I know Daddy recommends a book called The Loving Dominant by John Warren, and anything by Mike Mackay is a good choice. He's got a ton of books. Full disclosure, y'all, I do write for Kinkly and Submissive Guide, but I write for them because I think they're great. They're not great because I write for them, so just so y'all know. Okay, number four, keep up the communication and don't stop. Start talking to each other about what you think you'd like to try with each other and hash out the details. Don't feel like you have to jump into anything just because you had a conversation, though. Remember that episode about financial control in our relationship? Getting to the point where Daddy gives me a weekly allowance took 18 months to work towards. But it's been a topic we discussed many times over. And that weight loss and negotiations episode from a couple weeks ago, that much control has taken the entirety of our relationship so far to get to. This isn't a race, and just because you talk about it one day doesn't mean you have to do it the next day. Take your time. Talk about it, but realize it'll take a while. Number five, Get ready to learn whether either of you can handle the word no. And I mean, can your dominant tell you no? And can you live with the fact that you were denied something? That's the hardest part sometimes. I've given daddy control over certain aspects of my life, but I don't always get what I want either. He says no, and per our agreement, I live with it. Even when I don't like it, and there's a little bit of pouting and maybe some foot stomping. Depends on what's going on. Okay. Number 6. Start with one thing. Pick something. Something your dominant is willing to be responsible for, because that's a huge part of this, and do it. It could be what you wear each day. It could be when or how or if you exercise. It could be orgasm control. It can be anything, but pick one. Then once you feel like you've got that down, then add another thing. Number 7. Make time each day, or nearly so, to talk about how you both feel about what's going on. For Daddy and myself, it's a constant, ongoing conversation because we're used to it now. This lifestyle has become natural for us, but it took time. Until you get to that point, set aside time to discuss how things make you feel, and then be honest about it. I always remind people to be respectful, too. You can say you hate something or that it freaked you out without name-calling, foot-stomping, or temper tantrums. That goes for both submissives and dominants, by the way. Number 8. Expect for real life to get in the way sometimes, especially with working kids. Example, I'm supposed to kneel every night when I give him his coffee. Except sometimes I'm working late and he makes his own. Or he wants coffee when the kids are in the room with us. Well, guess what? No kneeling. And it's okay. Number 9. Expect to freak out about some of this as you go through it all. Some days you'll wonder if you're nuts. Some days you'll wonder if your dominant is making the right decisions. Some days you'll even wonder if you're really submissive because you just damn well don't feel like doing the things you need to do. And on the flip side, some days dominants wonder the same thing. Are they making the right choices, giving you what you need, and doing it right? It's okay. This is completely normal. Number 10. Discuss your personal limits, the things you absolutely won't do, the things that make you nervous to try, and the things that you're so excited to try you can't stand it. And once you've done that, realize that as you learn more about the DS thing, you'll find more to add to all of those lists, and your limits will change. Some things that I hated or thought I did at the beginning of our relationship are things that are now a constant part of it. Number 11. For the submissives out there, if you're unsure where to begin, when in doubt, ask what you can do for your dominant. Maybe you're not sure which thing or activity to start with. Well, ask what you can do on a regular basis that will please or help your dominant. Frankly, if your partner embraces the idea of control and being your dominant, you probably won't even need to do all that. But sometimes even they get a little overwhelmed by it all when it's still new and can use some gentle guidance. You're not unsubmissive if you gently guide. If you ultimately respect and understand that you've given them the final say, it's okay to make suggestions. It's okay to ask questions, especially when you're new. Just don't tell, demand, or do that foot stomping thing I mentioned earlier. Okay. Number 12, discuss consequences. What happens when you don't do what you're supposed to do? And yes, that's going to happen. I don't care how excited you are to vacuum for him or wear panties or not wear panties, whatever. There's going to come a time when you're going to make a mistake. You're going to forget. Something's going to happen. So you need to know what's a consequence. Now, sometimes the worst punishment is the guilt you'll feel. And my own daddy will sometimes let me wallow in that guilt for a little while and call that the punishment. But sometimes you need something more, even if you don't think so at the time. Now, some consequences include writing lines, kneeling, or standing in the corner, the one that is used most often on me and I personally hate, by the way, or losing privileges, orgasms, treats, whatever. Now, a consequence should make you uncomfortable. So in the discussion process, do not reject it because you don't like the idea of it, okay? Reject a possible consequence if it can make you sick, cause real harm or injury, or if it's a hard limit of something you refuse to do. But just because you think, I don't want to have to write lines, well, you know how you prevent that? By doing what you're supposed to do. That's sort of how this works. Number 13. Because it was asked in this specific question I received, I've included it here. If you are considering a contract, that's cool. It's not a requirement. A lot of people talk about contracts. When Daddy and I first started, long before sex and romance were involved, when we thought we were going to do some sort of platonic DS thing, we had a contract, okay? We don't have one now. So for those considering a contract, if it makes you both feel better to have something formal and official written up, go for it. But since you're already in a solid relationship, it might not be necessary. It's completely up to you on that one. Now, if you do have a contract, it doesn't have to be a big, huge thing. It can be as simple as a sheet of paper with what you agree to do and what your dominant agrees to do. And then, of course, any consequences if you don't do what you're supposed to do. Now, the nice thing about a contract is that you do have it written down and you can set a time frame in a month, in 3 months, in 6 months, and come back to it and compare where you started out with where you are now, what's changed, what needs to come off the list, what needs to be added. It is a nice way to stay organized. And when you're new, that's not a bad thing. But don't get yourself all worked up thinking you have to have a contract in order to be DS. You do not, especially in an established relationship. I would highly recommend it for anybody that's not, you know, married to, sleeping with, or looking at their dominant every single day. But for those of you who, you know, you're already together and you're just trying to, you know, figure out the DS thing, it's a personal choice. Now, many of my closest kinky friends started out quite vanilla, got married, had kids, then found DS. What most of them say is that it's been amazing for their relationship and brought them closer together. Now, what I've noticed is that they've simply adapted the DS things they enjoy into their current life without turning their life upside down. Okay? For some people, maybe it is a complete change because maybe your vanilla relationship was headed down the crapper. But for most people who just sort of realized who they were, got the courage up to talk about it, and then found that their partner was like, hell yeah, I'm in, they just made some tweaks, okay? Now, for those of you who have kids, because I know that's usually a really big concern, you are quickly going to learn how to do things without your kids noticing at all. Most of my tasks are very vanilla-looking things. Serving him coffee, fixing his plate for dinner, doing small tasks during the day, like research, making a phone call, or running an errand. So it's not the task itself that's kinky, it's the meaning behind the task. So what they see between us is just a lot of respect. The respect we have for each other as partners and human beings and as a DS couple, and they don't know there's anything kinky about it. So there are probably even more things you can do to get started in DS with your partner. There are things that I might not even know about that maybe other people have done, and feel free to, you know, shoot me an email and go, hey, dude, don't forget this. And I will update the show notes with that. But these are the things that I can say will definitely help. Okay. Don't worry about labels so much or whether you're doing it, quote, right. You're doing it right if you both consent and you're both enjoying the hell out of it. Okay. That's it for me this week. Don't forget to visit our sponsor, me. Search Kayla Lords on Amazon or Smashwords or wherever you purchase your ebooks, and you'll probably find me there. Or just come check out the show notes, and I've got links all over the place. Keep it kinky, y'all, and we'll see you next week.